After Lynn Buchanan had presented his theory to me, I emailed Skip Atwater, the extremely level-headed former psychic headhunter from Fort Meade. Skip had been deeply involved in the unit in an administrational capacity between 1977 and 1987. Was there, I asked him, any truth to what Lynn had said? He emailed me back. It's true that if asked about the use of remote viewing, psychics, or whatever, the CIA can now say something like, there was a program, but it has since been closed. And that is a true statement, but it's not the whole truth. For security reasons, I cannot detail further information about non-Fort Meade programs. I would suppose, however, that since the years that I was privy to such information, these efforts have changed direction a bit and are now highly focused on counter-terrorism. For reasons of security management, it would be customary to... Well, perhaps I shouldn't go on at this point. And that was the end of Skip's email. I know that almost every former psychic spy from the old Fort Meade unit received a telephone call from the intelligence services in the weeks that followed 9/11. They were told that if they had any psychic visions of future terrorist attacks, they shouldn't hesitate to inform the authorities. And they did, in their droves. Ed Dames had a terrible vision of Al-Qaeda sailing a boat full of explosives into a nuclear submarine in San Diego Harbor. I knew Bin Laden's people were clever, Ed said to me of his vision, but I hadn't realized they were that clever. Ed reported his findings to the California Coast Guard's office. Uri Geller had his telephone call from Ron, but that is all I know about Uri and Ron. A number of second-generation remote viewers, psychic spies who learnt the trade from members of the Fort Meade unit and subsequently set up their own training schools, were also contacted by the intelligence communities post-9/11. One, a woman called Angela Thompson, had a vision of mushroom clouds over Denver, Seattle, and Florida. I was present at a reunion convention of the former military psychics at a Doubletree Hotel in Austin, Texas, in the spring of 2002, when Angela presented her mushroom cloud findings. The conference room was full of retired psychic spies and intelligence officers. When Angela said, "Mushroom clouds over Denver, Seattle, and Florida," everybody in the room gasped. Prudence Calabresi was in the room. All seemed to have been forgiven regarding the Heaven's Gate mass suicides because the FBI telephoned Prudence in late September 2001 and asked her to let them know as soon as she had any visions of future terrorist attacks. Prudence did indeed have a vision, she told me, a truly awful vision. She FedExed the details of her vision to the FBI. They thanked her and have been requesting more psychic information ever since, she said. What was the vision? I asked her. There was a short silence. Put it this way, she said. London is an area of high concern. It's certainly an area we've looked at, and there's reason to be concerned if you live in London. I live in London, I said. Prudence tried to change the subject, but I wouldn't let her. When? I asked. 2:30 in the morning, she snapped. Then she laughed and turned serious. Really, we're not at liberty to give any more information on this. Is there anything else you can tell me? I asked.